Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2016, bringing you the latest from the largest conference on technology and disabilities in the world. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
Every parent wonders, will I do a good job raising my child? If your child is visually impaired, you have that question too, and many more. Family Connect is a website that gives parents of children who are visually impaired a place to connect with each other, share stories and concerns, and find resources on raising their children from birth to adulthood. You aren't in this alone. Get connected at www.familyconnect.org.
Now, here's Shelley Brisbane.
Hello, I'm here with Jeff Baser from Dolphin Computer Access, and we're going to talk about new and updated products from Dolphin, and I guess the biggest news here at CSUN is your update to Supernova. Tell us, Jeff, what's going on with Supernova?
Well, hi, Shelley. Thank you so much for coming by to see us. We always appreciate being part of your podcast at Blind Bargains. Supernova 1503, which we actually just released this week here for CSUN, it's great, and we're really excited about a new feature called Connect and View, which lets us bring the image of interactive whiteboards in the classroom to the user of Supernova, so to the laptop screen or tablet. So now, rather than having to position yourself properly in the classroom or hope nobody gets in the way of you maybe using a distance camera to see the whiteboard, we can now bring the image of the board to your computer. So whatever the teacher is doing, we even have the ability to track, if you want to, where they're moving their mouse. So you can follow along, and it really works out well. And this is a feature that we feel is going to revolutionize what's happening in the classroom for blind and low vision folks who have had trouble, you know, accessing the whiteboards and smart boards before. But added to that, Shelley, what we can do is once you've got the image, we can do one of two things. We have the ability to pair this with a camera as well. So you could connect a USB camera to your computer as well and split the screen so that you'd be able to see the notes that you're taking or a worksheet you might be working on, things like that. Put that under the camera. So you've got the smart board on the whiteboard on half the screen, and then what you're doing with your camera on the other half. We can also then save these images if we want to, or we can OCR them. So we have the ability to save to the clipboard and then bring it into our Dolphin bookshelf platform. And you could then paste it in, and we can OCR that. So if you need to save what's on from the whiteboard, we can do that, or what you've got on your camera, just the same as well. So this is new, this is great, and really exciting for anybody who is in a classroom environment where they're using interactive whiteboards.
Absolutely. As somebody who went to school back in the days when it was just chalkboards, that would have been an incredible opportunity to have this. But tell me, what needs to be going on the teacher's end in order for somebody to connect from their desk?
Right. So this is pretty easy, actually, and very nice to set up. We use something called VNC. So this is actually included on Macs. So if you've got a board that's connected to the Mac already, the software's here. All you have to do is be on the same network, you know, Wi-Fi network, or you could be connected with cables as well. Wi-Fi seems, you know, of course, the most common, you know, in the classroom. If it's not a Mac, if it's a PC that the board is connected to, you can download VNC, and that is all. All that the teacher has to have on their machine, you set that up, configure it. You can even put a password on it if you want to. So getting in, you know, we've got security that's set up there as well. You don't have to do anything on the student's machine with Supernova other than go into our camera menu and go through and configure it and set it up.
So for Mac users who might not be familiar with the term VNC, if they've ever used screen sharing, that is the Mac implementation of VNC.
That's exactly right. Yes, ma'am.
And then on the PC, there are all sorts of, I don't know if you're using free VNC servers or if you care, or if it's using remote desktop. I mean, just for folks to be familiar, something that they are already familiar with in terms of the network stuff.
Well, it works with several versions of VNC, is my understanding, and it is free to get. So there's no cost to get the VNCware at all.
It just, you probably have somebody, your network administrator, or somebody on your campus who would be familiar with VNC, and all they need to do is make sure that whiteboard is connected via VNC and that the students can get access to it.
That's exactly right. Yes, ma'am.
So what needs to happen technically in order for the split screen feature to work, and where you have a camera as well as access to the whiteboard on your laptop screen.
So exactly, this has been set up in Supernova to work together. So if you have a camera connected, you can then determine how much view you want for the camera versus the interactive whiteboard. And we've got menus for you to be able to do that. So it's going to recognize if you've got a camera connected, and you can then split the screen and set it up and also use all the magnification features as well. So, you know, if you need the whiteboard larger or smaller versus the camera, you can do that. All the color combinations that we've got, you can run those as well.
So somebody who's been using Supernova would probably take to this pretty easily. There's not a lot for them to learn as far as keyboard shortcuts or new features.
No, there really isn't. Not at all. It's an extra choice in the menu bar that we've got for you to go in there. There's a few options, but no, we've tried to make it very straightforward, very easy to set up, and I really think they've done a great job with that.
So you said this is version 15.03 and just released this week. It's shipping now?
That's correct. Yeah, we previewed it at ATIA for the first time. We've gotten some user feedback since then, done a few refinements, and now we've officially released it here at CSUN.
Great. And what is the upgrade cost?
If you have version 15, there's no cost at all. So we just released this as part of the 15 cycle. So no cost at all. And if you have, you know, previous versions, it's about $159 to upgrade to version 15. And while we're at it, Shelley, I just might add, I mean, there's a few other features, just briefly, that really separate Supernova from some of our competing products. We talked about OCR just a little while ago from the standpoint of, you know, the interactive whiteboards and the camera, but also we include OCR with a scanner, too, and with PDFs that you might find on the internet. So this is something, of course, as you know, you're going to have to pay for with other screen readers out there on the market, magnifiers. So we include it. So again, if you have a flatbed scanner, or if you have files on the internet that you've come across that you need to run OCR on, an image file, PDF for example, we can do that.
So just to be clear, that's not a new feature, but that is something Supernova has had for some time.
It's been there for a couple of versions. That's exactly right. Yeah, we've expanded on it now with our interactive whiteboard capability in the camera, you know, and added more OCR. But that portion of it's been there for a couple of versions. That's right.
You mentioned that you had previewed the new Supernova at ATIA, so I assume that you have either beta testers or other people who've had a chance to look at it. What kind of feedback have you been getting about it?
Just a lot of excitement, really, about the ability in the classroom now, because this is something students haven't been able to do before, you know? So we've worked with a few different teachers and students in classrooms to run this and try it out, and we've gotten some very positive feedback on it. And I think, you know, as you kind of alluded to a little while ago, it's just pretty liberating for a student to be able now to sit anywhere they want to in the classroom and then have the flexibility of doing what they need to do on their computer, whether they're saving the image or just needing to make it larger or change the color background.
Sure, absolutely. Now, you mentioned to me that you had a new product coming down the pipe, so why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So we've got a new product under the Guide platform. It's called Guide Reader. And for the first time, we're introducing some hardware. Dolphin's typically been a software company, but now we've got a tablet that we're including with this. So what you would do is you would purchase the Guide Reader tablet, and it would be all configured already to have our Guide Reader on it. And if you think about what a Kindle would do for a sighted user, this is kind of like a Kindle for somebody who's blind or visually impaired. So we've got magnification features that are built into it, much like Guide has had for years. And of course the speech synthesizer as well. And this is using our Dolphin bookshelf, which by the way, Shelley, is in all of our Dolphin products now, Supernova, Easy Reader, as well as Dolphin Guide, and in Guide Reader here for the first time. So you would turn this tablet on and you would set it up for the first time, and then you'd have the ability to log into services like NLS Bard or NFB Newsline, Bookshare, all of these services where you can download books and newspapers and other content. And so we've set this up for somebody who really has no knowledge or very little knowledge of using a PC or Windows computer. But when you pop this on, if you're totally blind, there's a remote, a little remote control that you can use where you can move through the menus and make selections based on what you want. And if you're low vision, you can, it's got touchscreen capability built into it, so you can touch where you need to go. Stretch your fingers out, you know, the pinch to zoom is there. and all those things. So it's a very simple product to use, but very powerful from the standpoint of the services and the content that you can get into and download and access right there on the computer.
What is the hardware it's based on? What operating system is it running?
It's running Windows, actually Windows 10 on these tablets, but you wouldn't even know that, actually, because this is set up to run the guide reader from stem to stern. So from the time you turn the computer on, this is the only program you're going to be running. So it's almost like, say, a Victor Stream or a HIMS Blaze device with a screen is what it is. So it's set up to just be a reader.
So I can read in any number of the ways that you've mentioned, but it's not a product for writing or otherwise creating content of my own, right?
This is not, no. But we do have our Dolphin Guide product that folks have been using for years and years. Of course, the VA is one of our largest clients there, but it's really in just about every lighthouse around the country as well. So folks are training on it and using it. And you're familiar with our Dolphin Guide
Yes.
product. That's it's a simplified way of accessing the computer, but it's got everything built in that you'd need. Everything from email to documents and letters to browsing the internet to scanning to Skype calls, all those things. About 27 different applications under the hood there with our Guide product, and that's what we would use in an instance like that.
So Guide Reader is not available yet. Where are you in the cycle of developing that product?
We're very close. I'll tell you what we're refining and working on right now, and this is pretty revolutionary as well. For the first time, we're going to be able to play NLS Bard content on the machine. So we'll be able to download a Bard book and play it right there on the machine if we want to. You can also, what we make it very easy to do in all of our products, including Guide Reader, is to transfer off to your portable device with just a couple of clicks as well. So once you download the book or the newspaper, you have the option of transferring it to your portable device quickly and efficiently. But with Guide Reader, for the first time, if you want to, you'll be able to play the book right there on the device. And that's pretty much where we are right now. We think in the next month, probably, this will be released.
And what kind of speech engine is it using? What voices, that sort of thing?
It's using the RealSpeak voices from
okay.
Nuance, the same ones we include in our other Dolphin products. So those voices will be there as well, and we'll probably have a male and a female voice for you to choose from, and you'll be able to go into the settings menu and customize that to how you want it. And, of course, change the speed of the voice and that kind of thing, too.
So somebody who has used the Guide products would be very familiar with this interface. They'd be able to get up and running immediately, I would imagine.
Yeah, this should be very familiar to them because it's set up exactly the same as Guide is with the menu-driven approach where you go in and select what you want that way through all through menus.
Do you have pricing yet?
We don't exactly. We think it's going to come in around $399 or so, a very affordable price point. We want to be very close in price with the other portable readers on the market. And the one thing that's really going to set us apart, of course, is we'll have the screen, so we'll have all the magnification capabilities built in as well.
What is the size and weight of the product?
So we have as small as an 8-inch tablet that you'll be able to use with this. That's minimal, less than a pound. And then I think we'll have another configuration on a 10-inch tablet too, so it's a little bit bigger. And of course, you could get a keyboard for these if you want to. Or, like I said, if you're totally blind, we've got the remote control option. It's a tiny little remote that you can use, almost like if you've seen the Apple TV devices,
sure.
Remotes that come with those. Very similar with this that you'll be able to use there as well.
So the $399 would probably be for the 8-inch configuration and slightly more for the...
I think so, yeah. We're not completely set on those prices yet, but very, very close to what we're talking about. Yes, ma'am.
Great. What else do I need to know that's going on at Dolphin?
Well, probably just to wrap up, we have a new version of Easy Reader. That's version 7. And we're excited about that because for the first time in Easy Reader as well, and this is our Daisy Reader that we've had for several years, and we call it the Daisy Reader, but it's really our accessible ebook reader that's on a software system, on a computer, because we support all kinds of different file types. But the nice thing about what's new in Easy Reader for version 7 is our Dolphin Bookshelf is here now as well. So what I was just mentioning to you about being able to log in to services like Bookshare and NLS Bard and NFB Newsline and places like that, you can do that from Easy Reader now, which you haven't been able to do before.
And that's available now?
That is available now. Yes, ma'am. And again, all of these things, if you want to try them out, if you go to our website, yourdolphin.com, You can read about these products. We've got product videos for each one. And then you can download a 30-day trial and try it out as well. So it's uninterrupted, 30-day trial, just like you bought the product. And then after that 30 days, if you want to purchase, we can give you an unlock code that as soon as you enter that code and validate it on the internet, instantly you own the product. So it's a very quick way to be up and running, and you do have the option to purchase right online on our website at yourdolphin.com. Or if you're in the area of a local distributor or want to go through one of those as well, we would strongly encourage you to do that, and they'll be able to help you out with support and training and things like that.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, Jeff, for taking the time to talk with Blind Bargains.
Thank you, Shelley, so much for coming by. We appreciate it.
Exclusive audio coverage. Visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2016.